The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Oh, no Fred Fowler today. You don't have that smooth Fred Fowler voice. Instead, you have my, you know, sometimes soft and sexy and smooth and oftentimes gravelly and other times whiny. And don't make me mad.
That one. I like that one.
That's the one. Jerome Solomon subbing in for Fred today. Is he in the country?
No, he's in Canada.
He's taking his annual trip to Canada where he goes and spends a week and come back and lies about how great a golf score he posted while he was there. And how, you know, how much money he won playing poker and other gambling games, as it were.
Yeah.
It's a good life. Nothing wrong with that. What's up, AJ? How are you, bro?
Sports, stuff like that. What's up with you, man?
Same old, same old.
Yeah? You know?
All sports all the time. Yeah, I mean, it's been a busy little time here. People think of this
What's
as
so
a
busy?
Dead time. Well, I do the same thing every week. So I'm writing and, you know, my TV show comes on every Sunday. So I have to do that and prep for that all week long and stuff.
It's exhausting.
So, yeah, and I got two kids, you know? I'm still adjusting to life with
little kids.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You have to scream at them for stuff.
The right
that they
move
do.
Would have been to adopt like a 16 and a 17-year-old.
So they'd be out by
now. If you didn't like it, they're gone quickly.
Exactly. I mean, it's like, hey, you stay here for a few months, then you can go to college. We can move on. Yeah,
the kids you took on, like, you gotta turn those into humans. Like that's work, man.
And one of them, man, she thinks she's like a lawyer. You know, it's like you say pick. If you say pick your clothes up off the floor, or if you name an item that needs to be picked up off the floor, she'll only pick up that item and leave all the other clothes.
God, I hate kids.
I'm like, didn't I tell you to pick up your clothes? No, you said to get my socks. Well, what about those other, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Sometimes it's hilarious, but often it's
So
just
are your weekends trade. Exhausting?
No, I just stay away from them.
Okay, that's good.
I run. This weekend was pretty fun, though. Saturday we had a birthday party for my grandmother.
Oh, okay.
100.
Oh, man, that's good.
Yeah, think about
it's
it.
It's a good run.
I mean, 1917 when she was born.
Man, I had
that was a long time ago.
I had my great-grandmother. I remember the birthday party we had for her when she was like 102 or something like that. But she lived in the 1800s, 1900s, and 2000s.
Oh, she spanned the globe.
Yeah, she's dead now. I mean, she couldn't make it to the 2010s.
That would be a record.
Yeah. I said, that's what I told her on that birthday. I said, there's no way you'll make it to 2017. And,
that's your present to her.
Those are
the kind words.
I said, let me tell you your future, Granny.
Let me hurry over here, Granny, before you die.
You're not going to make it to 2017.
That's not exactly how, you know, these conversations are supposed to be.
So
between
what's a 100-year-old grandmother's birthday party like? What are you guys doing there? Is there alcohol there?
No.
It
was at a church, you know.
Okay.
So yeah. She would have done the shot 50 years ago.
No twerking.
Got the shots in, you know, probably in the 60s.
Okay.
Yeah. She probably had 40 years of non-drinking, I would think, something like that.
Oh,
no,
man.
It's a huge, big birthday cake and, you know, a lot of proclamations from the mayor and the governor and, you know.
What, is she famous?
Yeah. She's my grandmother. You know?
Well, I mean,
she's 100. It's not like that whole lot of 100-year-old people running around.
So the governor,
but
like,
she knows people. So okay. She's known, you know, people. I'm from Maker's Home, so the mayor's from Maker's Home, so he knows our family.
Okay,
you know?
Name drop.
Yeah, well, that's name not drop. Really yeah. Name drop.
Yeah,
I didn't even say his name. You know,
but you just said the mayor. Like,
well,
you guys
he's
boys,
just the,
like,
he's the mayor to you. You know, he's my boy. You know, but
you guys talk
when we need to. If I need him to do something,
Is he older than you?
Yeah, what do you mean? Is he old? Look at him. Yeah, what? What? Oh,
I don't know. Like, was
7137. Okay. ESPN is the number.
This weekend, I ate at eight. I did the manly thing. I did it. I ate at eight different barbecue places this weekend. In one weekend.
Were you, you know, having some kind of contest with yourself? Yeah, or are you just trying to catch up?
No. I'm trying to eat at all 50 of the top 50 places that Texas Monthly put out.
Ah, gotcha.
And this weekend, I got up to 20. Mm-hmm. So I'm 40% of the way.
Wait a minute. You're trying to eat at all 50 and you started after the list came out, or you trying to say you have in your
You have
lifetime?
To eat at all of them after the list came out. Okay. So like you get this thing. It's like a little book.
And you just check
them
And
you
them
take
off.
It around and you get a stamp at every one of them.
Yeah. Oh, I need to do that. I was mad when it, I mean, not mad, but when it came out maybe like, or at least, I don't know when it came out, but we had, you know, we get advanced stuff in the Chronicle.
Right.
Reporters doing their job, and we have a barbecue writer. I had to drive to Austin on a Monday, and I think the list had come out, or at least we put out what was out there, and you guys were talking about it.
Yeah.
But it was on a Monday, and I had to drive to it, and I was going to stop and get barbecue on the way and coming back and there maybe at
right.
two or three of the places, sort of like you were doing when I didn't know anything about this stamp thing.
Well, the stamp thing came kind of later.
But barbecue joints are closed on Mondays, most of them.
Most of them
I'm
are.
I'm like, man, Sunday what and a Monday bad is, day to be making my barbecue hike. You know, even when I was heading back into town and y'all were just talking, I was like, oh, shoot, I can just shoot through spring and, you know, no.
Well,
happening.
Part of we were talking about, you know, 4th of July weekend, and Fred's going to be gone, and Jung's going to be gone on Monday, and I'm not doing the show. Fred and Jung are both gone. I just I don't want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And I told my wife, I was like, well, maybe we'll go. There are four places on the barbecue tour that are like, well, there's more than four that are way out of the way. Everything's way out of the way.
But more than 4-hour drive, something like
but
that.
But there are four. There's one in Abilene.
Ooh, that's a hike.
There's one in Amarillo. There's one.
That's a flight.
Just south of Lubbock. And there's one in Pecos, which is like damn near to El Paso. It's like west of Odessa. And we were going to do on that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, go through Make all four. But the one south of Lubbock is closed on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Oh, man.
And I was like, well, I'm not going out there twice. Like, that's the part of the state that, like, in
you have to have a reason to go.
So, in the city of Houston, there's a part of the city of Houston that, unless I got a reason to go to it, I just don't. Mm. And I pretty much draw a line.
Where is your line?
It's about...
You cut off Sunnyside, South Park.
East of Minute Maid.
East of Minute. Oh, so the whole East End, you just
I don't
just
need
done
it.
With that.
That's got nothing to do with me.
BBVA is just too far off the beaten path for you. That's on the other side of the track, as it were.
Yeah, that's too far. I don't need that.
You don't go to Little Mexico.
No. Sometimes I'll go to... Like, there's an El Tiempo there, and that original Ninfas is right there. Mm-hmm. I'll go there, but that's it.
But you beeline there and beeline back
And
out,
even yeah. on I-10, like, I've got no reason to go past downtown on I-10 unless I'm going to Louisiana. Like, what am I doing? Or Beaumont. And I try not to go to those places.
So Fifth Ward is out. The East End is out.
Yeah, I don't do that.
South.
I don't even really like to do very much south.
You don't do no south.
No.
Yeah. And you say that you only do Northwest because you moved there.
That's where I live.
Yeah, if you didn't do that before you moved there.
Yeah, there's like a clock. If Houston was a clock, about everything I do or am willing to do happens between the 12 o'clock and the 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Like that's it, and it even goes down into the little center. And I don't need outside of that. I just don't need anything.
You're not exploring the city in which you live.
But Texas,
you were like that in Austin too. You never went to East Austin.
No. Well, I worked in East Austin. Uh-oh. Our radio station was in East Austin. Like when it was being gentrified, when we were moving your people out and moving my people in, I was there in the middle of it.
Yeah, last time I drove through East Austin, I was like, what happened?
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of white people wearing skinny jeans
now. There's a bunch of white people
now.
All around Houston Tillerson.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What the hell happened?
But in that same vein, I don't like to go in Texas. I don't like to go north of Austin or south of San Antonio, really. And
west of
San Antonio. Like, San Antonio is my south and western border.
In Texas, you're between
I'm that triangle between those cities. That Houston, San Antonio, Austin. I'll go in between those three cities.
You don't even do Dallas, huh?
I don't like to go to Dallas unless I have to. And I do have to in a couple weeks. I have to go there to do some work. But Abilene, that might as well be be Canada. And then Amarillo, that might as well be Antarctica or the North Pole. I don't know. It's somewhere far away that I never plan on going.
You're gonna drive from here, or you're gonna fly to like Lubbock and drive around?
That's the thing, I thought about that.
Yeah, fly to one of those places.
That might be the way to go. But then it's not like I can fly to Amarillo and then drop my rental car off in Pecos, Texas. It doesn't, you know, it's. I got to get to somewhere else where there's an airport, and it's a giant pain in the ass. Those four are really, in particular, a giant pain in the ass. And I planned on doing it, but now I can't because that one outside of Lubbock is they've got messed
up
hours.
That's pretty adventurous. That's and what do you get if you do it in a year?
A bunch of Yeti stuff, like some ice chests, and I mean it's nonsense. Mostly, I just want to do it so I can say I did it. But
what's the best you've had so far?
Well, Snow's was number one on the list, like in the magazine, and it's very, very good. Mm-hmm. I think some of the local ones here, I think Killen's is as good as any. I think Corkscrew is as good as any, and that Tejas Chocolate Crafter up in Tomball is as good as any. And then
that was the one I was really hoping to go to because I haven't gone to that one before.
Yeah, but there's I went to Micklewaite's in Austin, and it's just a little trailer. I mean, it looks like it's some sort of Hobbit village, and it's probably the best piece of brisket I've ever had. Got taken off that thing. I mean, it was amazing.
It's amazing how the barbecue world has changed so much in just the last 10.
It's amazing
the last
how much
it's
changed
years.
In this town.
Yeah,
because when I moved here from Austin, you can ask Jong. This was a regular thing I bitched about, was there's no good barbecue in this town.
There's only a couple spots, yeah.
My, oh my, the times have changed, and it's good stuff. Well, last night, I got wrangled into doing something much less manly.
And that is?
There's a new update of the Pokemon Go, Jong. Have you seen any of this?
I have not, because I haven't played in like a year.
It's good for you. There's now battles where you, like, groups of people get together and battle one giant Pokemon monster.
Okay.
This is super dorky Pokemon.
Super dorky stuff. And my wife is super into Pokemon. My kids, my kid is like a Pokemon master, my older kid. The little one tries, but he's got an account and he plays, but he's not very good at it, I guess. He just kind of does willy-nilly. But they asked me to come help them last night. To beat a super monster, so I went and beat a super monster Pokemon.
How do you?
You tap your phone real fast.
I was regretting asking that question.
It's absurd. But the worst part is, like, because this is now a group thing, there's people who talk to you there. Like, people are getting together to beat these super monsters.
What do you mean? Like, so, like, you and some strangers.
Strangers, yes.
At a spot beating, you know.
Yeah, you can imagine how I'm feeling. So not only...
They still have those places where people go and strangers and beat
I mean, that's, like, it was like a park was where we were at.
And y'all just all come together.
Battle a super monster. And the worst part was people talk to me. And
that's like your fear. That's your worst nightmare.
You don't even like people. Yeah.
I don't like people. And the worst was, like, two people recognized me. And one of them was just like, oh, hey, love the show. And, of course, that's like a thanks. I appreciate it. That's easy to talk to. Mm-hmm. The other one, like, wanted to talk to me about the Astros and about Pokemon. And I'm like, bro, you got this. This isn't me. I don't talk to people about that. Yeah, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to help my kids beat a super monster, okay? I don't need this discussion about the Astros. You want to talk about the Astros? I'll be on the air tomorrow.
Yeah, how far from your house were you?
Oh, like 10 miles, 5 miles. Not even 5 miles.
So y'all get in the car and drive to this place to go join some other people to beat on a monster.
Yeah.
Were any of these people, you know,
I think they were
of this color?
It was one black guy, yeah. One black guy.
Yeah.
And people say the world hasn't changed.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do
tomorrow?
The world
has changed a lot.
I'm going to talk to tomorrow on the show. Did you just tell me I have a rejong? Son of a bitch. No one listens to me around here. I swear. I said, it'd be great. So Fred's not here, which means today I've got 5 reads on the show.
Yes, you do.
All I ask is, like, hey, can we not have a read in the very first segment of the show? Because I feel like it's a momentum killer on the show, like when we have a read the very first segment.
It doesn't kill a momentum when you're 5 minutes late with it.
Well, that's what I'm doing anyway. Well, I'm going to do that.
I mean, nothing could be more exciting than you talking about this Pokemon battle.
Yeah.
Groups of people going to beat off in the park.
No, they're not doing. They're not. They're beating monsters, not beating.
Well, that's what I said.
No, you said they're beating.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
Beating off the monster.
They're defeating the monster.
You know what I mean.
They're strangling the monster to death. Tomorrow, JT Barrett, who is a former Rock the Mic champion. And what's the name of their podcast?
The Takeover.
The Takeover podcast. He and Cam Thomas do the Takeover podcast. JT Barrett, I'm going to ask him tomorrow about things that young black men are into. Like, I want to get a feel for the young black men in 2017.
Y'all have young black interns all the time.
I don't want to talk to interns. What are you doing?
But they are young and black.
Like the young black intern that was like,
I mean, they're not that black, but they're young.
The remote controller battery died. I said, what? The remote controller? Controller? It's like, oh. Yeah, that's our young black intern. I'm not having him on the air to have a discussion about what he's into. And then he asked me if I knew where to get batteries. I was like, dude. I'm like the last person in this building you should ask for batteries. I don't know where. I don't want to talk to you.
Get away.
Yeah. So,
poor intern.
I'll talk to JT tomorrow about life as a young black man. I want to get a feeling for what they're into.
Would be real excited about you.
You're nearly the age of the mayor, so I won't talk to you about it. what I do want to talk about is Tri-Eagle Energy. And guys, the summer months are here. It's time to start thinking about your electricity bills. Tri-Eagle Energy is born and raised Texas company. They care about helping you decrease your energy usage. And they've got a ton of great packages that help you do that. They'll send things to your house that make your home more energy efficient and try to cut down on your energy usage. In fact, they've got right now the Tri-Eagle Energy Smart Energy 36 plan. Comes with the all-new EcoB4. Which is it's a genius thermostat. It comes with the Amazon Alexa voice service, so it listens to you, it talks back. And that stuff's all fine and good. What I like, it saves you up to 23% on your heating and cooling. So that's a really smart thermostat right there. And current center point rates for that plan are at 8.6 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. It's a very competitive rate, and you're locking it in for 36 months. This rate's only good till the end of the month. And if you're in the Houston area, Tri-Eagle will come out, and they'll install that thermostat for absolutely free. Check them out online, TriEagleEnergy.com, or give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. Remember to use that promo code ESPN. It's PUCT number 10064 for Tri-Eagle Energy.
Well, hello! To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Well, let's touch on Chris Paul, who has an early termination option on the deadline of June 29th. He will opt out and become an unrestricted free agent. And one of the teams that's pursuing him aggressively will be the Houston Rockets. They are trying to clear enough cap space to be able to bring in Chris Paul to play alongside James Harden. Patrick Beverley is on the trading block, and Lou Williams is on the trading block. So that's a team that I'm hearing that has a serious chance at luring Chris Paul away from the Los Angeles Clippers.
Welcome back into The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Degenerates975 on Facebook. Like it, The Blitz 975. And, of course, you can stream us on the ESPN Radio app and ESPN975.com. Podcasts are there and podcastarena.com as well. AJ is the real. I'm at Jerome Solomon. Jong is at Jong Snow with O being zero and not O. Getting close to Game of Thrones time. What is that?
July 19th?
I think it's the 16th.
16th? I don't know. I'm making things up.
But it's almost there. That was Chris Haynes. Sounds like he was he doing it from a public restroom,
no,
or was the recording made in a public restroom?
Whoever captured it was from his,
my goodness,
recording it from his TV.
From his from his TV into
into his phone.
That's what I'm saying. Like was it? It went from TV into a potato and then into a phone. Like,
yes.
To be something.
Is this one of the interns? Huh? Yeah, I got to do better with
one
the
of our interns. Did that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oof. Oh, somebody actually gets paid to do this. Did that?
713.
I think it was Ben DeBoy. He works in the Houston media.
Ah, well, that was awful.
Who? But, what's his name?
I think his name is Ben DeBoy.
Yeah, we don't know who he's
talking. Who's that?
Let me look that up.
That's why I just moved on past it, because we don't know who the hell that is.
You're making up people.
DuBois, maybe?
DuBois?
You're not pronouncing it properly.
Do you know?
Yeah, I think it's DuBois. DuBois.
No, I was just assuming that was the way it was pronounced.
You're just making people up.
But anyway, that was Chris Haynes, my boy with ESPN, talking about the Rockets and their hot pursuit of CP3 when free agency opens here at the end of the week. Today, news from the NBA. Well, and then tonight there will be more. But today, Patrick Beverley, first team all defense. He's excited about that. He should
good
be.
For him.
It's a good honor. Yeah. What are your thoughts on
they're
that?
They're going to meanwhile, they're trying to trade him.
Well, you know, you got to improve when you can improve.
That's right.
You know,
you have one good defensive player on your team. They should trade him.
Well, but you don't just keep him just because either.
No.
Right?
No.
I mean, you know, CP3 is also all defensive team.
A first team?
I don't know. I have to look it up. Say? He's been first team.
Yeah, he got named first team.
Yeah, he's first team all defense. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, but I understand the Patrick Beverley love from people who are fans of Pat Beverley. He plays hard. He's not a bad guy or anything, but let's not act like you can't find better players than Patrick Beverley. I mean, you know, come on. Let's not oversell him because he's local. You know,
yeah. The All NBA team is Beverley, Paul, Kawhi Leonard, Rudy Gobert, and Draymond Green.
And the voting, how did that go? I assume like Draymond and maybe
Draymond
Kawhi
got
all
198 points. So that
would have like first place votes.
99 first team votes. Mm-hmm. I think there were only 99 people who voted on this. So I think he was unanimous first team. Gobert got 97 first team votes. No, there was 100. So one person thinks Draymond Green's not first team All NBA.
Now that
and
person.
Three people think that Rudy Gobert's not. I wonder what NBA they were watching this year.
Oh, further down the list, they got even more interesting. And I'm a huge Russell Westbrook guy, but he's not on defense, and he got 5 votes.
Yeah. Kawhi Leonard, 93 first-team votes. Chris Paul got 61, and Patrick Beverley got 38 first-team votes.
Yeah, see, Beverley is the last guy.
He's
kind
of the – yeah, he's the hanger-oner.
He got in because he got a second-team vote. Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. You're in,
Tony Allen, who's normally normally a first-team type guy. He got 17 first-team votes. Danny Green got 21.
Yeah, I think Tony missed a lot of games this year.
Yeah. Anthony Davis got 58. First-team votes.
He missed a lot of games.
Yeah, and Andre Roberson got 3 first-team votes. And Antetokounmpo got 7 first-team votes.
Tony Allen played 71 games, so that's a little surprising that he, you know. But some of that stuff goes by, you know, once the – you get into the flow and you get quote unquote momentum, which doesn't exist, but it exists in these voting things. They decide who's going to be on these teams before the season even gets halfway through.
Yeah. And then the Avery Bradley and Klay Thompson, kind of the big omissions, I think. And they're the second, you know, they're the first two in the
in the second
others game. Receiving votes category, yeah. But
yeah, Klay Thompson is a good defender. I mean, he's a really good defender. There aren't any bad defenders on that list either.
Some of the guys who did get votes.
Yeah, there's some bad ones there.
Now these are the interesting ones. Russell Westbrook got 10 votes, including 5 first team votes.
And the thing is, Westbrook's a hell of an athlete. He can defend. He didn't choose to defend.
Yeah, he
that
just wasn't
much
interested
this year because he was busy doing other things. And believe me, I forgive him for doing it.
Right.
I understand
it's
the choice.
Fine. It happens.
But,
you did
but
what
I'm
you
not
did.
Gonna honor you defensively when I know you didn't play defense not really as well as you could.
Your boy Dwight Howard got six points, including 1 first place vote.
Well, that's all he does is play defense, so
doesn't even do that anymore. Steph Curry got 3 votes somehow.
He plays for the Warriors.
Ricky Rubio got 3 votes.
Oh, come on. That's awful.
Eric Gordon got 2 votes, including a first team vote. Eric Gordon of the Houston Rockets. That same Eric Gordon.
His mother must be on, has a ballot.
Has to be. And finally, and this one is so great because this guy, if this guy played any defense, he would have been right in the MVP conversation. Isaiah Thomas got a vote.
Oh, God.
Who's maybe one of the worst defenders in the league.
I mean,
he got a vote for the.
And it's not that he's a bad defender because he doesn't try. He's just not good.
He doesn't have the body to do it.
No, he's just terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. And that's the thing with these. But that's why you have 100.
Unbelievably,
voters,
no James Harden votes. Right. Not one.
Yeah, I would. Well, if Isaiah Thomas got a vote, James Harden deserved. James Harden was robbed.
Throw him a vote. If
Isaiah Thomas got a vote, James Harden deserved 2 votes.
Yeah, Austin Rivers got a vote.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so.
Who the hell are voting for these?
I don't know.
Jerome, you got a vote?
They must have confused that with the Sixth Man Award or something.
I don't know what it was.
I don't know how Austin Rivers gets on any of your ballot. Any category.
Well, he doesn't even deserve a 6-man vote.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't even at all, but I was thinking to Eric Gordon, okay, maybe a person that, you know, was drinking when he's filling out his ballot or something.
The person who voted, who left Draymond Green off the first team ballot also left him off the second team ballot. So Draymond Green wasn't even unanimously selected to be on an all NBA team.
That has to be like a personal grudge.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
That's sometimes people do that ridiculousness about has something to do with personality, not about ability.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That's really, really stupid.
Here's an interesting question.
That's like these knuckleheads that won't let T.O. and Randy Moss in the Hall of Fame.
It's the same thing.
But they're putting in scrubby white dudes that wore leather helmets because they were gritty. Get out of here with that.
They're already in. They're not putting in. No,
they still work in those old white guys. Oh, yeah. There's still like a veteran's vote. Yeah, they get guys in.
Wait, you going to see Eric Decker in the Hall of Fame before T.O.?
Probably. You might. Remember that time Eric Decker got concussed and then he came back and played the next week? He's tough.
I did see an argument on Twitter the other day that Eric Decker was better than what's the boy with the Giants?
Odell Beckham?
Yeah, Odell Beckham.
Oh, no.
And it's like, well, he had better season last year. And I was like, oh, stop, please. Stop. But that's how some people think. And sure, hey, we come back. Hey.
That's why race relations will never get anywhere in this country, because there are people who will say that Eric Decker is better than Odell Beckham.
It's a race thing.
The black. If I were black, I would never trust white people saying crazy stuff like that either. I'd be like, man, how am I supposed to live in the same world with you when you say Eric Decker is better than Odell Beckham? I can't even.
That's right. You stand up for the black man.
Yeah. I can't.
Power to the people.
It's a damn shame what we've come to in this country.
AJ has got on like a black power t-shirt today. He came ready to go.
It's just a black t-shirt.
He's got the red, black, and green on. Bro.
This is my African garb. I have one of those little hats like Jim Brown wore.
I'm here all week. He'll have a dashiki on by the time we get here on Friday. Since we went there, I'll ask you when we come back, you know, what is the proper response when a restaurant serves you cold chicken? We'll talk about that when we get back on the Blitz.
Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Counting days till it's over, my friends. Till it's over, my friends. Count along.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
Get ready to wave your fun flag at main event, 4th of July. Listen all week for your chance to win a $25 fun card, valid for game play throughout a main event center near you. Head for the fun this 4th of July. Head for main event, eat, bowl, play.
You like bowling?
Yeah. I mean, I don't do it very often, but it's... After you get there and get going, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's decent competition, you know.
What about you, Jung? You like bowling?
It's harmless.
Yeah.
What do you bowl? What's your high score?
The highest I've ever gotten?
Yeah.
Like 190 something.
Oh man, that's pretty good.
But you had
bumpers on?
You had rails?
No. Yeah. No. I could go as low as like 80. Because it depends. If I play a lot in a short amount of time, then I can get up to like 120, 130, 140.
Do you like to put the spin on the ball?
No, I'm a straight bowler.
You're a straight bowler. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I'm pretty straight.
Okay.
You curve it? Little curve.
I'm a
little
spinner.
Curve to the left, but I don't put a lot of spin on it.
I'm a spinner.
Yeah. But I'm like Jong.
Same as in my sex life. I'm a spinner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people
okay.
don't know that.
No. and nobody needs to know that.
I was asking Jerome, like, why... Maybe I'd forgotten about it, but I guess the NBA award show is tonight.
It's the first year they're doing it, right?
Yeah. I didn't. I was like, why have we not announced any of this stuff? I started thinking about it when we were reading off the defensive, the all-defense team. I'm like, why didn't we know that a month ago? That should already be out there for the people.
Did the NFL start this?
The NFL did it.
Hockey does it, too.
NFL started about 4 years ago or so. They do their NFL awards night at the Saturday before the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah, and they just started a few years ago.
But it's still, a big deal. But it still happens before the season's over.
Yeah, it's before the season is over. And more importantly, it happens, 3 weeks or so after the regular season ends? So it's you're still in the middle of it. The regular season ended 2 months ago in basketball. I mean, it was a long time ago.
Most importantly, it's the NFL. And the NBA is not the NFL.
Yeah.
So,
and Super Bowl week, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. So this is another huge event during Super Bowl week.
People care about the NFL.
This is not NBA's week. And they just decided we're going to have something on this Monday right here. And let's make this happen.
Well, the NHL did it too.
Yeah. The NHL has always kind of done that though.
But have they?
The NFL is a year-round sport. People care about it year-round.
Mm-hmm.
And the NBA is just not. The NBA, they've got a defined season that goes from when it starts till when it ends. Like the draft.
I was talking about this with Jonathan Fagan, and he said, oh, no, the free agency season is really huge. I said, yeah, I'll give you that. You know, that's really huge for that week. But it's not the same as the NFL gets, you know. They get mini camp. They get OTA stuff. They get everything all off season. Anytime anything is going on in the NFL, people are paying attention to it. And it's ridiculous, trust me. But when training camp starts, people lock in on football. When basketball training camp starts, people don't even care.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when are you going to get to the good stuff? The draft now, that was the most boring draft I've seen in a really long time, even though there are a lot of really good players. And they're going to do some damage when they step into the league. It's just it's not that same kind of drama because all of those players are potentially good, as opposed to the drafts in the 80s and the 90s where you already knew these players are already good. They're potentially great. You know, and you knew their names. You knew who they were. You know, all of these freshmen, you don't know who's going to be better. So it's interesting in that sense. But you got a real discussion when you're trying to decide between Michael Jordan and Hakeem Olajuwon.
Right.
Guys you've seen play for 3 years, and you're like, okay, this guy is going to walk into the league next year and dominate. The the NBA All-Rookie team came out today, you know. And you look on that list of All-Rookie team, I guarantee you, I don't even have to look it up. You can go back and compare that All-Rookie team to an All-Rookie team from the 80s and 90s, and you'll go, my God, these guys.
You got to give these guys some time. You got to give Malcolm Brogdon a chance to get great. Come on.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, back then, you didn't have to. All rookies were battling for all NBA. You know, all rookies were, you know, doing some damage. They were all pros already, as opposed to now. They're, you know, I didn't recognize some of these names on
Joel Embiid made the All NBA team, and he made first team All Rookie, and he played in 31 games this year.
Yeah, he had to. He played extremely well.
We got to come up with somebody. Like, give us a fifth guy. How about this guy? He played 31 games. Okay, that'll work.
That's all. And then people were talking about what is the guy? The guy Yogi, whatever. Yogi Ferrell. He's on. You know, he went undrafted and he's on an all rookie team. And it's just. But I mean, they're fine players. I'm not saying that. But Buddy Hield didn't have a huge year.
Right.
But he's first team all rookie. You know, because they have to have him. You know.
I'm looking back through some of these all-rookie teams, and, I mean, a lot of all-star teams here.
Just go back to 2003-2004. Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
And Kurt Kimer stuck in there. And you go back to the 90s. Shaquille O'Neal, Alonzo Mourning on an all-rookie team together.
The 2012 team had Lillard, Beal, Anthony Davis, Harrison Barnes, and Deion Waiters.
Not awful. Not awful, yeah.
The 2011 year had Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard, Ricky Rubio, and Kenneth Faried. They've turned out all right. John Wall, Blake Griffin, DeMarcus Cousins in 2010. The other two guys, Landry Fields and Gary Neal.
Okay, how about these in back-to-back years, all right? Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Sam Bowie, Charles Barkley, and Sam Perkins.
That's pretty good.
Four Hall of Famers. I don't know if Perkins made a Hall of Fame, but he was outstanding.
He's a good player. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Next year, X-Man, Xavier McDaniel, Patrick Ewing, Karl Malone, Joe Dumars, and Charles Oakley.
Three Hall of Famers there, too. I mean,
it's just ridiculous. And on and on and on. Those types of teams.
Yeah.
You knew those guys already. You didn't have to go, oh, man, I wonder how good that guy's going to be. They came into the league as grown men and were ready to go. We'll never go back to that, but it would make college basketball better. That's for sure.
There's not much drama for tonight's show either. That's like, if this is the first year you're going to put together like a full, you know, a big hubbub and have a full show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'd like to think that maybe there was some sort of question of who was going to win your big prize.
Yeah, this is going to be about as much drama as you're going to have, though. I mean, it's rare.
There was about
I think
as much drama as...
season long, there was a lot of drama, but... You know.
As the NBA Finals. It's going to be about that dramatic.
Yeah, but I do think for the Rockets, I mean, Eric Gordon probably wins sixth man.
I would say Eric Gordon wins or Lou Williams wins, but I would guess Eric Gordon. I think Mike D'Antoni has a good
D'Antoni,
chance to win
Coach of the Year. Exactly, and yeah. Harden should finish second in MVP voting. So that's pretty solid. Not a bad night, not a bad year for the Houston Rockets coming from a 500 team the year before.
I just clicked on this. I pulled up the nominees, and it says, the 2016-17 MVP race was one of the closest and most entertaining we've seen in some time, with all three finalists, as well as LeBron James, making strong cases to take home the league's top honor.
Oh, that's right. They did announce finalists a few weeks ago.
Yeah, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard.
And LeBron wasn't even a finalist,
Yeah. So, by the way, Joel Embiid, finalist for Rookie of the Year with 31 games played.
Hey, man. He was outstanding in those games, though.
Eric Gordon, Lou Williams, and Andre Iguodala. Iguodala, who, I mean, obviously, be glad it's not a postseason award because he'd win it hands down. But I think Eric Gordon should win that trophy. And then D'Antoni, Popovich, and Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, you know, Spoelstra's team didn't even make the playoffs.
Didn't make the playoffs in the East.
I mean, you had a heck for a second half, but come on.
Come on.
Yeah, that doesn't work. And Pop can win it every year.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just feel like there's not a lot of drama in who's going to win these trophies, or at least the ones that matter. So, like, you know, You know, maybe there's a surprise in Sixth Man of the Year, but no one gives a damn about that award. The MVP is all anybody cares about. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Window World. Not only are these guys providing premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in America, and they carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. They've become the country's number one window company because they offer a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage and is transferable. It's a higher quality product, and they've got a low price that starts at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills? Simple. Call Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. There's no hassles. There's no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You've got nothing to lose, guys. Give them a call, 713-439-1172, or go to windowworldhouston.com. It's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back to the show. Jerome Solomon subbing in for Fred. Hey, did you go play any Pokemon group stuff out at the Pride Parade?
No, none of that. None of that. What about you?
I've never been to one of those.
No.
Yeah.
Apparently they...
I'm not a big parade guy.
I don't like parades either.
Yeah.
I don't like any people, large gathering of people.
Yeah. I don't like people that much either. Not enough to go stand around with them.
Mm-mm.
I mean, when I was really, really young, we used to have parade through Acres Homes in the hood. You know, that was fun.
What was fun about it?
Because high school bands coming through, a big, you know, matchup between two teams in the neighborhood, MC Williams High School and Carver High School would play, and their bands would come marching down West Montgomery.
Every once in a while.
My brother was in the marching band. He was the drummer, you know, on snare drums. So that was always fun watching him throw. Yeah, if you're not into, you know, black marching bands, you wouldn't understand.
No, I'm not into black marching bands. But one thing I do notice about your old neighborhood.
You'll never get the black car. Sorry.
I'll never get it. Sometimes I'll drive home from one of the bars that I like to go to is in Garden Oaks. Mm-hmm. And to get to my house from Garden Oaks without getting back onto the freeway system is you can go up through Acres Homes.
Go down Ella and then to Wheatley. And
Yeah. Uh-huh. One thing I notice about your people up there.
Your people up there?
There's a
lot. He's bad as temper.
Well, listen, this is.
Right when Ella turns into Wheatley, things change?
Well, absolutely. But. There's a lot of black people up there who ride horses on the street.
Well, where are you supposed to ride them? In the ditch?
On a farm? Not on the streets. There's cars on the streets.
I mean, like, you got to get from point A to B. I mean, is it their fault that they decided to pave the roads?
No, but they did choose horse as their form of transportation, which I find interesting is all.
You know, some people like horses.
Okay. I mean, some people like jetpacks, but we don't just take them from here to the gas station.
Well, you'd like to, but jetpacks aren't as convenient as a horse.
The horses are not convenient.
Apparently for these people, they are.
And one of the funniest things, and this was a Hispanic dude, so it wasn't a black guy, but in that same neighborhood, a guy had lost his horse and was like on foot chasing this horse. And that horse was like, no, you ain't getting me, bro. He was like hauling ass. But,
horse couldn't wait to get free. Huh?
But these horses, it's like, I mean, they're running in the traffic. There's cars up there.
And, okay. I mean, this is Texas.
Yeah.
You've been in Texas a while.
That doesn't happen in my neighborhood. There's no horses around my hood.
Well, you know, you live in a different kind of neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Your neighborhood isn't as free.
It's a car neighborhood. It's crazy. It's 2017. Your old neighborhood's like the friggin' Old West. You guys go into the saloon and
tie your horse up outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give somebody a nickel to give it some water.
Like, what kind of place is this? They don't even have the rail out here that I can
Where am I supposed to tie up my horse?
You know?
You just tie it to the gas
pump?
Why
do you think they have those things outside the gas station?
Oh, okay.
That's what they're there for.
Now I know.
Yeah. So you're learning about Acres Home. That's good.
Huh? Yeah. I'm getting it.
Glad to see you branching out.
You don't live there anymore,
Stop
do you?
Over there. My mother lives right there.
Where do you live?
I live up north, a little further north.
Like the Woodlands?
Tempo used to call, because he lived right there in Oak Forest.
Garden
Oaks area. And so he would call that the North, like Game of Thrones type.
All right. Yeah, he doesn't go over to the wall. Yeah, once Ella ends, that's the wall. Who goes north of the wall?
As a kid, it always freaked me out that Ella was all nice with, you know, four lanes and a median of grass and smooth.
And then suddenly it turns into gravel and there's like plants growing out of the road.
It used to be huge ditches on the sides. Two.
Yeah.
They finally closed those over, and it's the same street. So the street doesn't change. It just turns. It's all of a sudden it's Wheatley. And I'm like, well, what happened?
I don't know.
That's how y'all do us, huh? They got sidewalks over here. We getting run over. Our horses getting hit by cars.
Yeah, your horses are getting hit by cars. They got no chance, those horses.
People up there on Ella, they ride their horse on the sidewalk.
No, they don't. They never do that.
You got dead people and wildlings up there.
Yeah.
Well, that's not really funny because it's true.
All right, guys, I gotta why did you move out of Acres Homes? You seem so connected to the neighborhood. I want to know what made you leave.
I like it. I mean, I just bought a big house, you know.
Okay, you didn't want to have a big house in Acres Homes.
There wasn't one available.
Okay,
the kind I was looking for at the time.
The kind with white neighbors. I see what you did. All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Listen, as the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. Do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, and see what they can do for your backyard. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. Looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete. Now it stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. They can help you save money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery, AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.